Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January 27th. Grains closed mixed with March corn up a half a cent at 683, March wheat down 2.5 cents at 750, and March beans down 14 cents, 1509.5. Well, they finally discovered that it's raining in Argentina, and the beans were down 14 cents. They made their lows 3 cents lower than the close with about 2-3 minutes to go, and then they rallied about 4 cents the last minute or so. Certainly more rain in Argentina, good weather in Brazil. Their basis in Brazil and Argentina and the beans are declining, which tells us that farmers are selling, and I think it's just the beginning of what we're going to see out here. I would expect that the Chinese will soon be backing off of U.S. beans. We'll see what they take next week, if anything. But Brazilian beans are cheaper than U.S. beans. I can't imagine why the Chinese would still come to us except for minimal supplies out here. They get back from their lunar holiday next week, and we'll see if there's any new buying out here. The crude oil broke. It closed $2.80 off its highs. We were down $1.33 a barrel here. The high was $82.48. We closed at $79.68. So that put a little bit of pressure on the beans as well, though the oil was only bean oil was only down 17 ticks. The meal did trade through their high close, but couldn't hold it and backed off, and then wound up closing $3.60 lower here. Again, I don't see anything really that great out here for the beans. In fact, with the bigger Argentinian and Brazil crops, and the funds long 161,000 contracts after today, I just don't see where this market's going. The corn managed to close a half cent higher. It gained 3 cents on the wheat here today. I think that's temporary. The wheat came back a little bit toward the close and put in an inside day on the chart, but it really wasn't a bad day. We rallied a good 2 cents in the last 5 minutes, so it wasn't, too bad of a close out here. I think the wheat will continue to gain on corn over time. If March wheat can close over 758, that would certainly be a positive sign. The Kansas City wheat did close higher, as well as Minneapolis, but there's no threat of winter kill that we see out here, and certainly the Midwest has had a lot more moisture, which is going to be good in the long run. But I expect over time, as I said, for wheat to gain on corn. That doesn't mean necessarily wheat's got to move higher. It could be, steady or even lower, but the corn's going to give up more. Funds are long 194,000 contracts of corn, so they have a lot of potential selling out there. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.